This is Dr. Zahid Sheikh dictating on patient Krista, K-R-I-S-T-E-N, Thomas, T-H-O-M-A-S, Gordon, G-O-R-D-N. Date of service is 1/15/2013. This is a 23-year-old female, states on 1/7/2013. She was at a store. She was about to cross the road. She saw a van coming along the road on this, from the side street. She stopped. And then when she was about to cross, she thinks the driver was not paying attention. The driver of the van hit her. And after hitting her, he sped off. At the time of the accident, patient says she hit her head off the bonnet. And also she hit the left side of her body against the vehicle. She felt dead for a few minutes. She doesn't think she lost consciousness, which she found giddy. And then she called somebody, one of her friends, to take her to the hospital. Patient is a review system. She's complaining of mild neck pain. But most of her hip pain, she's complaining of lower back pain and bilateral hip pain and some numbness down both legs. Review systems, no headache, no blurred vision, no earache, no jaw pain, no chest pain, no difficulty in breathing, no abdominal pain. Drug allergies, penicillin, surgical history, cholecystectomy, LMP was 1 week ago. Social history, patients are non-smoker, occasional alcohol, denies using any drugs. On examination, 23-year-old patient sitting on the examiner table, appears to be uncomfortable because of the pain in the hips. Blood pressure was 130 by 70, pulse 76, respiratory is 20, temperature 90.1. HENT, TM was negative, oral mucosa was moist, negative facial bony tenderness, negative scalp tenderness. Neck, negative C-spinous process tenderness, mild discomfort on the right cervical paravertebral area, right and left lateral flexion. This is more discomfort on the right cervical paravertebral area. Trachea was midline, heart was regular regular rhythm, there was no murmur, lungs were clear to occultation, no wheezing, no ronchi, abdomen was soft, non-tender. Abduction and adduction of both the hips elicited some discomfort. Internal external rotation of the hips, bilateral, elicited discomfort. Squatting elicited discomfort in the both the hips and also the lower back. Lumbosacral area, negative lumbosacral area, spinous process tenderness, positive muscle spasm, bilateral lumbosacral area. Straight leg raising elicits lumbosacral area discomfort bilateral. Left knee flexion extension elicits discomfort. No subcutaneous slight swelling. No subcutaneous crepitation. Ambulation patient is limping gait on ambulation because of the pain in the knee and the back. Impression was motor vehicle accident. Cervical sprain. Lumbosacral sprain and left knee sprain. Neoprenia patients given a prescription of Motrin, 600 milligrams every 8 hours. Also advised to do physical therapy 3 times per week for 6 to 8 weeks. Neoprenia return in 4 weeks for a re-evaluation or early if condition worsens.